More small colleges in Massachusetts are facing financial challenges, raising questions about whether they could close. Yesterday, Hampshire College in Western Mass announced it's looking to merge in order to avoid that fate, and Newbury College is planning to close this spring. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us now to discuss why these small schools are on the ropes and whether there could be more closings or mergers ahead. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So let's start right there. Could we see more closures and consolidations on the way?
Bob, I don't want to raise a panic here, but I do think more of these closures and mergers are likely, particularly among a certain class of schools. These are schools that are small, maybe they have 1,000 or 2,000 students, and they don't have a huge endowment. In other words, we're not talking about wealthy schools like Amherst College or Williams College. And these schools are, taken together, they're up against a series of pretty big challenges, what Hampshire's president called brutal financial and demographic realities.
What's that mean? What are those realities?
First of all, you could think of the immediate questions that a president of one of those colleges would have to answer. Michael Horn, who consults and writes about higher education, laid some of those out for me.
Your costs have continued to go up year over year. You've typically tried to somehow be everything to everyone to maintain enrollment. And you've done a lot of tuition discounting. At some point, it just doesn't balance anymore.
And meanwhile, Bob, your enrollment is generally down, and that's not likely to improve.
What do you mean by that, Max?
Well, when you think of a small liberal arts college, you sort of think of this New England scene, a little rural campus somewhere out of the way. But this part of the country just isn't producing the same number of students as it used to. And that's not projected to get any better. In fact, Massachusetts is expecting to produce 16% fewer high school graduates in 2027 than it did in 2008. And the other New England states are expecting even bigger declines.
So explain to us why that matters, why it matters that there are fewer students out there.
Well, Bob, no matter how small your college is, you have certain fixed costs, right? You have to pay your registrar, you have to pay for librarians, for dormitories, for your cafeteria. And Paul LeBlanc is in a position to know all about this. He ran a small liberal arts college before he took over at Southern New Hampshire University, which now has the nation's biggest online learning program. He says his first job, the small college, was a much bigger challenge.
You still need a registrar, and you still need a staff for that, and you still need librarians. And in small schools, the difference between a good year and a very bad year could be 10 students either way.
So, Bob, if you thought that there were going to be a lot fewer applicants in your neighborhood, maybe 10 or 15 years down the road, that might be a cause for serious concern at a college like that.
So, Max, what can small private schools do in this situation?
Well, Bob, one strategy is to take to the internet. That's what LeBlanc has done more and more at Southern New Hampshire. They enroll tens of thousands of students, a lot of them mid-career and many from the growing parts of this country, like the Southwest. And Michelle Perkins, who runs New England College, another small school in rural New Hampshire, says their growing online learning program isn't working against the core residential on-campus mission. She says you should see their graduation ceremony. Students come from all over the country to meet their teachers and classmates for the first time.
People brought their whole family from across the country to celebrate their achievements. Oftentimes, one of our online grads is our class speaker, and they're always superb.
In Massachusetts last year, there was a lot of criticism when Mount Ida College abruptly announced it would close and then UMass Amherst would acquire the campus just 6 weeks before commencement. So are state officials here considering any new regulations that might deal with these issues?
The Board of Higher Education is looking for means to gather more information about a college's finances to make sure that they're on the right track. Governor Baker says he'll refile a bill that would require schools to notify both officials and their students and staff if they get into a financial bind. And finally, Baker said they're relying on a lot more kind of candor from schools that are struggling. They want them to come forward and ask for help, look for a possible solution before things get really dire. That's just what Hampshire College did.
I think the fact that Hampshire has come out and said that they're looking for a partner and have been proactive about the approach they're taking to deal with this is the right one.
It's ultimately about being honest with yourself for the governor.
Well, we'll see if that works, and we'll see how this all works out as time goes on. WBUR's Edify reporter, Max Larkin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
You can read more about what's happening to small colleges on the Edify page of our website, WBUR.org.